Hi, guys and girls. Just want to say a massive thanks for listening to all these podcasts and being a fan. I just wanted to come on today and tell you we have an amazing thing going on. We are in the top 10 podcasts for music for Impericon, and I'd love if you vote. That'd be amazing. So up here, this is what you look out for on social media. Head over to our Facebook. There's a link on there. I'll put it in the description on YouTube as well. If you can vote, that'd be amazing. And you can vote once a day. So if you could do that as well, that'd be absolutely amazing. Massive thanks, guys. Enjoy this episode.
I'm Cameron with Eugene Levy, and this is the Punkio Podcast.
Please mind the gap between the train and the...
Oh, whatever. Welcome to the Punkio Podcast, the show that brings you unsigned punk music, regular interviews, news, reviews, and more. Thanks for tuning in and subscribing. Let's jump straight in. Here's your host, Tim Marshall.
Hey all, welcome to the Punkio Podcast. Today I've got Cameron from Eugene Levy on. How you doing, buddy? All right?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Living life as much as I can. It's a bit shit for the whole world, but...
Sure is. We are.
There you go. Well, tell us a bit about yourself. Sorry, go on, pal. What are you saying?
No, I mean, we actually just got done playing a show, so that's always a good sign. So.
Oh, fantastic. When you got that booked for?
We just played it last Saturday. So
you played it? Just played a show. I thought you said planned. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Yeah. It was a battle of the bands here in Iowa for a bit of money, and we took home some money and got that win and kind of knocking the rust off. You know what I mean? From over a year and not playing a show, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
that stage vibe.
I know. Well, I'm like that about watching them. I can't wait to get back to actually going to shows. I mean, I haven't been to a pop punk or rock show for years. I've been going to a lot of different kind of shows. Then again, that's a lie. I went to see. Do you know Busted?
No.
So a band called Busted. They were a gateway kind of pop, more pop than pop punk. Band sure. When I was younger in the UK, but yeah, they're awesome. So I went to see them actually in 2019, along with a band called Scouting for Girls and Professor Green. Very random three, but it was awesome. So
yeah,
that was my last gig.
I couldn't believe how many people showed out too.
Really fantastic.
Oh, I mean, people are just dying to get out to shows, and I think everybody kind of was like, "Man, I've been taking live, local or not, shows for." For years, and they're not doing that no more. So
it was packed.
It was crazy. So
fantastic. Well, I love it. Great. Good, good. All right. Well, just tell a bit about yourself and what you do in the band, et cetera, Cameron.
Yeah. I'm the guitar player. I write most of the instrumentals, and in Eugene Levy, and I've been with the band since late 2019. The band started without me, and then they needed to add another guitar player to let our vocalist just focus on singing, and that's when I came in and I started writing with them, and we just kind of started taking off after that. Started really taking this thing serious, and we're just doing that whole thing.
Well, my first main question is, why the fuck are you not huge? Honestly, your music is insane. And I don't get it. You're literally up there with the likes of Carousel Kings and Settle Your Scores. So
we played with Carousel Kings and
amazing.
We chilled with them out there by their van. Up here in Davenport, Iowa. And
sweet.
Yeah, they're some sweet dudes, man.
They are. Well, if you haven't seen it, I interviewed one of the guys from Carousel Kings. So
I watched a few episodes back.
Have a look.
I watched it. Yep.
Oh, you have? Yep. Yeah. So great episode. And I love that guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah, he's a good man. They write some fantastic songs, and they're stellar live, man. Their musicality is fantastic.
I bet, yeah, I really look forward to seeing them live. He did say he was trying to come to the UK, so we'll take him out for a drink. And same with you. If you're ever in the UK, me and Tom will take you out for drinks, all right?
You'll be the first one I contact, that's for sure. I don't know a soul out there.
No? Deal. All right. So a bit about the rest of the band. So how many guys are in the band?
Five, including me.
Five.
So,
yeah. So you got two guitarists.
Bass, drums, and vocalists. So.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. So they've all been in the band longer than you then, or the?
Yeah. Our drummer was brought in. We've went through a few drummers. You know, it's just kind of hard to, it's kind of hard to keep commitment, you know, between five guys, and, you know, life happens for everybody. And, you know, so just, we've been blessed to have, you know, us four, you know, main guys, be with the band since the beginning. And then we all have that same mindset to just keep going and take this thing as far as we can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're not in a bad spot by any means.
Okay. What's with the name?
Eugene Levy. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've watched, American Pie, that's our logo. Yeah. Our logo comes from that. And, you know, when you watch those movies, like especially those late, you know, those late '90s, early 2000s, you know, those sort of movies, they all have fantastic soundtracks. Like,
Of course, they do.
And so we kind of, I guess when Eugene Levy started, they wanted to sound like, you know, their stuff come from, you know, or would be on that sound, those movies sort of soundtracks.
And
it started out that way. And I think we just kind of started growing and, you know, as artists and, as a band, and just, you know, kind of transformed our sound, not purposefully, but just kind of naturally. Right. So I have my own, style in regards to writing and playing guitar. And, you know, same with the other guys, they all have their own little styles. And I think we mix them really well. And I think, the two songs that I've requested, you know, you to play here, are they're for one, our latest two tracks, and for two, we think that they you know, they kind of show, they kind of tell the story of Eugene Levy, and not only where we're at, where we're going. So, and hopefully everybody digs the sound. I don't think we sound like a you know, just like a, like somebody else, right?
No, you definitely got your own style, I think. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, that's
good.
That's you know, that's a good thing to have. It's kind of purpose. You know, I want to, you know, we don't want to sound or, you know, copy anybody else. We just want to do our own thing, but we want it to be good too. You know, so we think we write pretty good songs, and we're, you know, for as young as we are in our career, I think we're on their way to some bigger things and better music. So stay tuned for all that.
When did they start them?
Early 2019. So it was January. Oh. Yeah. January, wow. I think, was the first drop. I think they started gathering the members, late 2018.
Yeah.
But they didn't release content, songs, that sort of thing until, the first part of 2019. So.
Wow. Not doing bad, man. For that long. It. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, bring it on. It.
So who are your main influences, would you say?
Man, actually, I'm a little bit older. I mainly come from a standard hard rock background. You know, just riding around with parents, you know, when I was younger. So I'm a generic hard rock. I like metal, that sort of thing. So I like a real gritty guitar, very punchy, you know, straightforward rock, you know. And then as I kind of you know, got my cherry popped, if you will, to pop punk, you know, it was Blink 182, Green Day, and then it kind of, you know, started transforming again. I quit listening to pop punk for a while, and then new bands started to arise. And once I got through college, it was, you know, State Champs, Neck Deep, The Story So Far, you know, that sort of thing. And now I'm just starting to see, you know, kind of getting a vibe of all these different pop punk bands. There's a ton of them out there, so they're all doing great things. So,
definitely. Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, well, I was just exactly the same, actually. I think I went off pop punk for probably about 2-3 years and then found a sheet which I'd written down. I'm not even kidding. There must be about 500 bands on this list. I went through every single one of them. I was like, oh my God, pop punk's awesome. Why did I forget about it?
I know, right? And I should have said Newfound Glory. That was a staple. That was a staple too, so.
Yeah. But I went through a drum and bass, dubstep, kind of stage. I went through an indie stage. I went through what else? No, that's about it, really. I'd say I'm very eclectic in my music taste. However, I'm very fussy as well.
I am as well.
I like some of everything, but I don't like everything.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
There's some artists in a genre I'm like, nah, mate, I will not listen to you. You're terrible. I won't go into that. I don't want to name any names.
No.
But there we go. But yeah, so that's me, really. Do you like Youngblood?
I do.
Yeah. So my co-host Tom, who's not here today, brought me the album, and then this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I got Youngblood and everyone, and all I got is this fucking CD. So,
signed as well, man. Which is awesome. So,
yeah.
What am I?
They're doing crazy things for this genre, man. Like, you know, him and MGK, and, you know, I think us guys that are in pop punk now, we're in a good spot because we've already got a name for ourselves in whatever regard. But these big name guys are going to start, you know, getting more people to listen to this genre.
Definitely.
And then we're going to be right there in the footsteps, you know, kind of waiting for new ears. Right. So,
oh yeah, 100%.
I love where rock's going. I love where musicianship's going. I love where all this is going, to where genres aren't important anymore, are they? You know,
not really.
It's just art, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a cool place to be right now, and in a weird time as well. So, I look forward to the future of pop punk and rock for sure.
Definitely. Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to the future of Punkier Podcast, to be honest, because I mean, we're massively changing because
you guys are big though too. You very, very well recommended.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. We definitely get recommended. We just don't get the views, which is annoying. So watch it, people.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, me and Tom say we're massive fans of music in general, like all kinds of music. So we are bringing in like loads of different genres. So Tom's quite a fan of like kind of I don't know what you call it. I suppose it's kind of, it's UK rap, but not quite on the grime stage where we call the grimy stuff. But yeah, we're doing that kind of stuff. We want to get some heavier rock on. We've got some metalcore artists.
Of course.
We want to get people talking about mental health. We want to talk about our favorite books, whatever the hell we want to. We're just going to literally chat about it. And so.
That's a good conversation to have. And I think, you know, listeners are happy to listen to that sort of thing. Right. You know, so
definitely.
Yeah, you guys are putting out great content, man. And
thank you.
And through every interview we do, you know, with people like you, you know, I always like to say thank you for what you do in the music industry, in whatever regard that is. Right. So hats off to you guys for doing this sort of thing and being a part of the music industry, even though you're not in a band producing music. So you're still very important. And
well, watch this space.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm potentially doing something music.
I hope so.
We shall see.
Send it my way when it's finished, man. I will.
But I'll send you a terrible rough copy I've done. If you like, you can have a listen to it.
That's just fine. I have an imagination. I'll be able to imagine where it's at in the final product. So
yeah,
I got it.
There we go. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll jump into your first track. So the long named one, if you want to introduce it for us, because I can't read it quick enough.
Okay, yeah, this one we released September 18th. I want to say it was 2020. So this one's called I'm Like Mankind in the Way That I Never Said I Quit. This one goes back to a late 90s, mid 90s wrestling, you know, USA, WWE wrestling match with Mankind and The Rock, and Mankind got kind of it was an I Quit match, and he got beaten with a chair a bunch of times over the head and the back, and he never did say I quit. And I think this one just kind of harkens back to, you know, people go through a lot of crazy things in life, and the goal is to never give up, never quit. Same, you know, goes the same for mental health and all that. So this is one of those feel good songs that, you know, gives you a little inspiration of, hey, I'm just going to get back up, even though I've gotten my ass kicked a little bit, and we keep trucking in life. We just keep going. So
awesome.
Keep going, guys, and enjoy the track.
Yep. Enjoy.
I'll take the hit, then I'll stand up. I'll take the hit and get up and... More than me.
grew up getting food from churches. Not a dime to my name. A systematic battle of depression was force-fed to me despite the odds. We band together to break this cycle. That's how we win. That's how I'll win. Bring back, slow it down, run. Justify the means of every line. Doesn't matter in the first place. I drop the line when I hit this stage. My lust and stellar perception confirms the ideation of the day.
I love that song. I really do. As I say,
it's a good song. Yeah,
it really is a great song. So obviously, when we were chatting throughout that, I said there's not many bands that you sound like at all, but I was getting a kind of handguns vibe. Sure. And you were saying that your lead singer's quite a fan, I believe.
Yeah, he's got a tattoo somewhere. I think it's on his back shoulder or something like that, yeah. Or it's on his. It's on his body somewhere. But yeah, I think he's got a handguns tattoo. And like I said, we were supposed to play with those guys last year in St. Louis, Missouri. And COVID kind of postponed that. So yeah. Hopefully they come back. When they do come back, we'll still be on that gig.
Well, I didn't realize they were still gigging. They haven't brought any new music out for a while, have they?
No. I think they're continue touring. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what are your guys' thoughts on touring and stuff? Have you got any ideas about it or anything booked?
We have only outdoors booked. Yep. That's our view on it. I think everybody in our band has, you know, we have different views on you know, certain things. And, I think we all agree that the safety of ourselves and everybody else is a big priority. So, you know, if we can at least compromise it, you know, playing, you know, festivals and stuff like that outdoors, where, you know, obviously it's a little safer as per the CDC and this and that, then yeah, we'll take those gigs. But indoors, we're going to kind of take the back burner on. Hell, we even saw that Neck Deep postponed their new their tour for their latest album until 2022.
Yeah.
Really? So we were hoping that they would come through this year and, you know, we maybe try to get on one of those opener shows in the region. But yeah, they pushed it back to 2022, and, you know, good for them. But, you know, I think it's a smart idea too for a lot of those touring bands. It's how they make their money. So you're going to want the fans there. So
yeah, 100%. So yeah, I think another band we had on, Set Your Scores. So we had Christian on from Set Your Scores.
They're our big friends. Christian's a very good friend of Eugene Levy. Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah, amazing guy. I absolutely love him. Honestly, I've been trying to get him on for another as a host, but he's been busy doing music videos, actually.
Yeah, so, two of them. Yeah.
I look forward to getting him on again, because it was a massive laugh. If you haven't watched that one, dude, honestly, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I love Christian, man. He's hilarious.
Yeah, so that was a really good one. But yeah, he said within the interview that they're probably going to postpone till next year as well, because they're that kind of band. They're a touring band. They're a big-ish band. They're up there with the big guns at the moment. They need to do that touring. So there's
makes
no point
sense for those guys. I don't take nothing away from them. It's smart on their part, and it'll come back. It's slowly already coming back, you know. So us local and regional guys are making a name for ourselves in our region, and whenever touring does come back, we'll be damn ready to hop on stage with the the national act. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be ready.
Yeah, I look forward to you guys getting big. As I say, I think you've got it. You really have. I don't know what it is, but you've got it. There we go.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, that's always the goal. It's always been a dream of mine to be a musician and, you know, and do it as a career. So
yeah,
I think this is my best shot, I think, is in Eugene Levy. And we love what we do and we love making music and we love hearing those type of remarks, you know, that, man, people, honest to God, think that, you know, we're a national act. And, you know, people in our area, they say, you know, they listen to our music and they're like, you know, who's this? Or, you know, where are these guys from? Well, it's us. And they're from here. So and they're like, oh, my God, I would have never known. So, fantastic. Yeah, we take production and everything, you know, seriously. We spend the money on the best quality. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to name any names at all, but I've had people push me over music and it's just not been produced well. I think why are you not spending money on good quality?
It's huge.
And they send out like 10 songs every 3 months. You think, well, you're just doing quantity here, not quality at all.
See, that's the thing. You know, we might release 2 tracks a year.
Yeah.
In all singles, right? Until we get the demand from fans that they want, you know, an EP or, you know, or we get on a label and they, you know, they require us to, you know, hey, we need to put out a full length here.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to keep pushing singles. Singles is the biggest move right now, I think.
Is. And, it is.
Yeah. And they're doing well for us. Our marketing is doing really well. On the Rocks, it just dropped. This month, is done incredibly well. It's our best song yet. Numbers wise, everything. So
fantastic.
I think a lot of it has to do with Nick Thompson from Hit the Lights being on this track with us. But I think also it's a quality song and you can't deny it. So if you're a pop punk or a, you know, rock or pop or music lover in general, I think you can get behind this song. It doesn't have too much of something that you might not be, your ears can't take, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like metal or something where you're like, ooh, I can't deal with the screaming, you know. You know, I think this song here you can do. Anybody can listen to and enjoy. So yeah, we're really picking up good speed and marketing and ads and all that is doing really well for us. So
fantastic.
Putting out quality work is helping that train push.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as I say, you look like you're doing well and massive best of luck to you guys, honestly, because you deserve it.
With the, I really
the thing
appreciate
you're pushing out. Definitely do.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks,
but yeah, there's so another guy I had on actually, I don't know if you know him from the scene, a guy called Dustin Parlier, I think he's called the name Two Eyes Open. He comes. Have you heard of him?
I think so.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the most hardworking people I've ever come across in my entire life. Such an amazing person. And he produces most of the stuff himself. However, he has a little bit of help, I think, to do bits and bobs. But he's gone on courses and stuff and does it himself. And he's just amazing.
Great.
Absolutely amazing guy.
So
I look forward to watching him. I mean, all of the bands on this we've had on the podcast, to be honest, I look forward to the future. Because we've had some good ones. And going back to your thing about you saying that you think this is your chance in the music industry, I think this is mine.
So, I agree, man.
So
I agree.
Doing the podcast. So we shall see. I mean, it's just, we had some plans to do bits and bobs, but me and Tom kind of, I don't know, hit a wall, and we needed a break, which is fair enough. So we had a 2-week break, and then should be getting some good stuff coming soon. So we look forward to it.
Yeah, sometimes everybody needs a little break, man. You know, you can get burnt out quick, and taking a break, you know, helps rejuvenate the brain and ideas and that sort of thing. Which COVID did that for us, right? So we just started getting. We said if we can't play shows, we're gonna hit the studio hard, and that's exactly what we did. And so we teamed up with a really good friend of ours who's in the band 5 A.M. Sam Nelson is the vocalist and he produces our demos for us. So I go in with him and write tracks with him, right? So I come in with riffage and that sort of thing. And
nice.
we build a song together, and then after that, our vocalist will go in with him and write melodies, and you know, do all their little, you know, their little thing, and then we go to a, you know, our really good friend Aaron Isaacson, and we get the final product recorded. So amazing. Yeah, we go to two different people to get a track done. So
whatever you need to make it happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, might as well jump into the next one then. So here's On the Rocks by Eugene Levy. Enjoy. A good song, absolutely love it. So yeah, two incredible singers on that.
yeah man.
Definitely, yeah.
Nick Thompson from Hit the Lights. So yeah, it was an honor to have him on, and
yeah
now he's, you know, we're still in contact, you know, to this day, and he's a good guy, man. So he's in our music video as well for it. So he was a trooper, if you will. Fantastic. He really went above and beyond. So
amazing. Yeah, I was just saying to you then, one of my favorite pop punk bands, I think, of all time.
Agreed.
Love their music so much. They're kind of on that different level, not sure higher, are. Just kind of they're different.
They are.
To the norm. And just love it. And you guys as well. I think I'm going to become a massive fan of you guys now. So here's me following everything and downloading everything
that.
For
That's
you
great,
guys,
man. Yeah. Hopefully these, you know, the listeners that you do have for this one, you know, hopefully they enjoy what we do too. And we are gearing up for a summer release as well. So I think we're going to ride the momentum of On the Rocks, which has been received very well.
Yeah.
Better than any release we've had.
Amazing.
And it's smart to kind of ride that momentum into another release.
Yeah.
And this, the next release, which we already recorded, is a bit of a, a bit of a summer bop anthem, if you will. I don't know if you know what I mean. It's very jumpy. It's a very, very early 2000s pop punk. Very, you know, got elements of Newfound Glory. It's got elements of Life's Not Out to Get You by Neck Deep. It's got that jump summertime vibe, something that you'd hear at a Warped Tour, you know. Nice. So it'll be a very energetic and upbeat song, and I think it'll be well received as well. So yeah, we're on the move and planning already. So
fantastic.
Look out for it, man. I think you'll love it.
Definitely will. Yeah, well, that's one you can look forward to playing live when you release
it. I know.
It's that kind of thing. You'll definitely enjoy that. Definitely enjoy that.
And as an opener, we want a lot of good, you know, a lot of those good high energy songs, you know. We don't have to headline, you know. We'll bring the energy to the you know, to the beginnings, you know, the beginning of the show for any national act. So hopefully we get that opportunity sometime. You know, I'd love to open up for Neck Deep or State Champs or
definitely
any of those.
Well, I mean, some of my favorite bands have been the startup acts and support acts.
Same
to be
here.
Honest, I mean, one of my favorite bands I saw as a support act was Army of Freshmen.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit, they're amazing. I've never heard anything like this. They were incredible. Yeah, they got the crowd going. They were brilliant. I mean, this was Army of Freshmen, Zebrahead as you'd call it.
That's a good band too.
Bowling for Soup and Bloodhound Gang.
Bowling for Soup,
obviously they're incredible. They're on another level to most bands, to be honest. They're just insane. Bloodhound Gang, meh. All right.
I'm the same way. Take it or leave it.
Zebrahead, wow. Knocked out of the park as well. Incredible. But for me, the knockout of the show was Army of Freshmen. We're going to do some completely random would you rather questions. Literally, extremely random. So, would you rather have telekinesis, so the ability to move things with your mind, or would you rather have telepathy, to the ability to read people's minds?
Well, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I would love the ability to move things. I think, you know, of course, yeah. I could just.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably be the same. I don't know. I think I'd like to read people's minds, but.
Yeah, that's a hard one to pick from, but.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to use the Force, even when I was a young kid.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I used to love, I'm a massive fan of the originals. I'm same. Not a huge fan of the newer stuff, if I'm being honest.
I'm with you. Yeah, I enjoy them, but God, the older ones you can't beat. So,
yeah, no, you can't. Definitely can't. Okay. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Air conditioning and heating, I guess.
I don't know. I have to be cold.
I agree. I'm the same way. I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking business and music, and I'm like, that's huge. I can't go without that, you know. So I'll sweat a bit, you know, to get songs out. So I don't know.
If we lost the internet, though, I mean, look at bands like the Beatles and all of those kind of things. I mean, they did it without the internet, so we can do it without the internet.
That's true.
Well, I would never do my show.
It would go back to the old days, wouldn't it? It would just go back to, you know, beating the streets and the old way anymore. So
I'd be walking around with a microphone and just asking people questions instead.
I miss that old MTV style. I'd rather that. Yep. Internet's gone. Internet's gone. Cool. Yep. I'm switching.
All right. Sweet. Right. One more. What should we do now? Let's do. Okay, would you rather be 11 foot tall or 9 inches tall?
Oh my god. I believe 11 foot tall. I think it would be
too small.
Oh man. I couldn't lift anything.
No, you couldn't. If you're 11 foot, you'd be awesome at basketball,
right? If I'm 11 foot tall, I can still play guitar, I can still do all that. So yeah,
sounds good. You just need to dunk quite a bit when you
I have never been able to do that, so that would that'd be the first thing on my list. I'm going to the local basketball court, dunking a few times.
Yeah, yeah. Well, amazingly, I'm only 5'11". I used to be able to dunk when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm about the same.
Your white men can't jump. Shut up.
I'm the same height as you, and I just don't have the hops. I guess.
No, I mean, because there was a So YouTube video I watched about 10 years ago. It was some guy, he literally, so he tried it every single day for 6 months and he got better and better and better. I learned it from that.
That's the key.
And yeah, I probably can't do it now because I put a bit of weight on and a bit more to lift. So,
same here, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting older is a bitch, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Don't mind me asking, what's your age then?
I'm 31.
31, 33. Yeah. So around the same. There you go.
Yes,
so,
sir. Yeah,
we love the old style kind of music then, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Course. So who would you say your favorite band is? Have you got a favorite like, hard rock band?
Man, it's tough. If I had to go to like, you know, like mainstream hard rock, my favorite band is Breaking Benjamin. Ben Burnley just writes a hell of a song. You can't deny it. And it's, I've always been a huge fan of Nickelback, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, I have as well. I hate all the hate about it.
Well, ridiculous. It's apparently, I saw something online that it's now cool to like Nickelback all of a sudden. So,
okay.
I've never heard of such a thing. Yeah, no, I've never heard of such a thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
Chad Kroeger and those guys. I mean, you can't deny, you know, multi-platinum diamond artists like that. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they just write a damn good song. So hard rock wise, they're my favorites. Pop punk. I love the older Neck Deep. I still like Neck Deep. The Story So Far is a high one for me as well. Mm-hmm. If I have to transfer to the angsty, you know, sad boy pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love, I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. So, and Hit the Lights. Right. So
yeah,
I like a good bouncy, definitely, you know, in your face pop punk band. So yeah, I'm all over the place. Just like you. I enjoy it all. You know?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, well, today, actually, I was listening to some a podcast today, a conspiracy theory podcast. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So today was about Area 51. So very interesting.
Wow.
I won't go into too much information, though, because I could be here for hours.
But yeah,
very, very interesting. So
I'll have to check that out. I'm on the road all the time. I'm actually in a hotel right now. So
Yeah. I'll pop it over to you. You're in a hotel, are you?
Literally, in a hotel right now. Yeah,
amazing. Well, there's good quality internet.
It is. Yeah, I can't complain.
Compared to the band Slacker I had on, their internet was bloody terrible. So.
Oh, really?
they were in a hotel. So there we go. Awesome. Right. Well, we'll leave it there, Cameron. Massive, massive thanks for being on, dude. Honestly, been a great one. I've really enjoyed having you on.
Thanks for having me on, man. I can't believe that Eugene Levy's now on the Punkio podcast, man. I feel like you're a top tier pop podcast. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I really appreciate everything you do, man. So Tim, thanks again. Punkio podcast rules. Check out Eugene Levy on all social media platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all of it.
Definitely. Pop me over your links, dude. I'll pop them in the description.
Will do, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Punkio podcast with Tim and Tom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to like, subscribe, and follow on all streaming platforms.
Check out our social media pages where we'll be posting exclusive content and sneak peeks to future episodes of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we look forward to catching you on the next one. Take care.